This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Scott Jennings in the next hour. I think I'm going to start with his rant from the weekend about adult-sized Easter bunnies because I'm with him on that. I also am with him with the carve-out for Playboy bunnies. I mean, you got to have some exceptions, right? But Jennings after the top of the hour. Guess what today is, ladies and gentlemen?
Telephone Tuesday. 314-241-9797.
Jump on in here, 241-9797. Ethan said that somebody was making a comment on the YouTube feed and the Twitter feed about expired plates because I mentioned that even someone who works here in the building has expired plates from a year and a half ago. It's September of 23. So if you have some thoughts on expired plates, but here's what we were thinking. Sue did this in Sue's News yesterday, and Fred's got a story. I think we all have stories we can share. This is, how did you pitch into this yesterday? It's an HR worker who talks about some crazy things that have happened when people have been fired.
Yeah,
right?
She said that just the stuff people do, and she fired a guy who every day slept in his car for 3 hours.
Check this out.
First guy was napping in his car from 10 a.m. till almost 1 every single day. He had been doing this for like 4 months straight, but I ended up firing him by knocking on his door because we were trying to find him and he was AWOL, and he opened the door and he was so shocked and he could not believe that he was getting fired for sleeping 3 hours every single day.
An employee had just gotten a verbal warning, so not even a written anything, about stealing company supplies because he was loading cases of toilet paper into his vehicle. He got really upset and went straight into, we had this big glass meeting room where all the execs were meeting, turned around, dropped his pants, and stuck his butt against the...
Wow. So you may have stories like that. Look, I don't like to limit Telephone Tuesday, so if you have a story, Fred's going to share one here. You can jump in here this afternoon, 241-9797. Maybe Liberation Day is on people's mind, and I'm talking about Liberation Day in St. Louis with Tishara going down hopefully tonight. Or maybe you're a panickin' on the stock market. That's what Trump's calling him. I'm a little bit of a panickin'.
Are
you a panickin'? Well, jump on in here if you have some thoughts on any of this. 241-9797. Fred, you said you had a good story about someone being fired, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Before I started working at KMOX after graduation from college, during the college years, during spring breaks and summer, I worked as a bank teller at Boatman's National Bank downtown.
Love this.
And I worked in the vault, underneath, counting large amounts of money every day.
Oh my gosh,
like
Fred.
Millions of dollars every day. And there'd always be several of us counting money just to make sure that it was being done right and you didn't mess up. So a couple times this happened. One of the tellers would come to me and say, hey, this bundle of 20s, and 20s were usually wrapped in 100, so that was 2,000 of them, was $20 short. So I'd have to verify it, count it. Yep, there was only 99, and I'd sign off on it. And she did it like in 2 weeks, she did it like maybe four times.
That's
her bundles
weird.
Kept coming up $20 short. Well, they had cameras on her and she was stealing the 20s.
Oh,
well, duh,
and
right?
I'm there stupidly counting. I'm saying, yep, that's short, and signing for it.
And she's the one stealing them all along.
And then, one day I come in and she's not there. And I'm like, well, what happened to her? She's sick. And like, no, she was stealing from us. And we had the cameras on her and we saw her take the 20 and saw you verify after she took the 20, not knowing.
Oh, my gosh.
But that happened more than once.
Wow. First of all, you know there's cameras, right?
I guess maybe they didn't.
I don't really understand that. The people will still think, yeah, I am getting away with this, people.
Beyond that, there are people who are caught, like the guy stealing the toilet paper. They're caught red-handed, and they think that somehow they didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
That's really amazing.
Or
it really
Tesla
is.
Vandalism right. when it's on tape.
There's a lot of this stuff, right? Let's take some calls. We do have some Liberation Day talk as well. Barb, get us started here. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hi, Mark. It's good to talk to you. I listen to you every day. I just wanted to say that today is local election day, and if you're not concerned about your local elections and want to get out and make an effort to vote, then don't be concerned about the national elections and everything that is happening in our world. And for reference, I'd suggest that you look up the 2014 school board election in Fort Worth, Texas, and what it had to do with all the gender identity nonsense now we're trying to break out of.
Yeah. You know, I've long made the case, and this is important, Barb, and I just think it falls on, you know, deaf ears a lot, that these local elections arguably might have more impact on your life, you know, than
Absolutely.
Some of the things that happen.
Right.
Maybe you can't make that case with Trump because we're in a different territory, but I get it. And, you know, I think it's a combination of people being a little intimidated, not having all the information, getting a little lazy, but it's a good word of advice. There's no doubt about it.
Let's give credit to Mark Cox for coming up with a voter's guide
to
help listeners if they feel overwhelmed or intimidated.
Yeah.
You know, he chooses some candidates for you.
He helps the people.
He does.
Cox.
He's a man of the people.
He's a helper.
He's a giver. That's what I always say about Mark. Let's see here. If I can press the damn button.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for taking my call, Mark. Real quick, three things. I saw an expired license plate that it said 9/12/23. Number two, I also went through the thing you went with the license or with the ticket. I got a ticket for speeding. I tried 6 months, every once a month, going up to the satellite office near my home to try to pay it. They could never find it in the system, and I finally had a lady tell me last time, don't worry about it. It's been waived. You don't have to worry about it. I thought that was amazing. And again, these libs are so loony. There's no common sense. You're not going to, they're going to lose from now on because they don't want to show any type of common sense. Enjoy the show. I listen to it every day. And thank you very much.
I appreciate
you. That's Jim, my neighbor. I think I've got the most Mark Reardon Show neighbor
you
listeners.
You probably do.
In the area.
Between Jim and Joyce.
I know.
I keep them
straight.
There's
more, too.
Let's see here. Dan, do you by any chance live next to Fred Bottomer? Dan?
Hello, Mark.
Hi. Do you live next to Fred, though, just as a point of clarification?
No, I live in Jeffco.
All right, good.
That's okay.
Sorry, Fred.
All right.
We broke the streak. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey. Dan.
Dan. Sorry. See, I can't even get that
name. Hey, Mark,
straight.
I'm actually the St. Louis County cop that covers your daughter's school, St. Elementary, and I have an office there at the high school, Rockwood Summit.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I just
were you at
you
Rockwood
a
South last week? That's maybe a question I shouldn't ask on the air, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that wasn't me. Wait, there's actually another officer there. But anyway, I listen to your show on the way home every day, like I am now. So I just want to give you a shout out. And the license plate thing, I can understand why people get irritated about it. You know, I got to pay mine too. But quick example, someone wanted me to write a ticket to a parent at South, and I told them, you know, we're not in the business of running plates as school resource officers. And this person just was completely irate. It was a little unbelievable, but I had to tell them, hey, how about you worry about yourself?
Well, right. So they were demanding that you write a ticket for the expired plate, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Like halfway through the conversation, I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, this lady's serious.
Wow. Well, look, I get that you wouldn't want to waste your time, but there is, you know, when these things get extended for as long as they do, and you know this, officer, that, you know, people might not have insurance. So that's where it becomes a bit of an issue. But, you know, I think there's a difference. Like, look, I'm 8 days expired right now because I got to go into the office. I'm going to do this tomorrow because I have my inspection. But, you know, a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. Charlie Brennan posts these things all the time. They're sometimes, you know, for years. But thank you for protecting my daughter and having a presence at Stanton Elementary because that's important. I appreciate it.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks
for chiming in. I'd never write you a ticket for the horse either.
Shh, don't tell anyone that. We're trying to keep that a secret in case I flagrantly go through that area. Appreciate the call. Let's see here. Clint, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I got
good.
A couple of them. Years ago, I worked for a company downtown, and we did all the repair work for Anheuser-Busch and all their distributors. And do you know what a beer body is? The trucks that they pull around that have the roll-up doors and all the cases of beer in them?
Yeah.
So we had a couple of guys they hired from, you know, from a city work program to get out and do just general cleanup and stuff out in the lots. And we could never find them. We'd have a job for them to do, and we'd run all over the place, couldn't find the characters. Well, they found that they could slide those doors open, climb in there, ball up, and just snooze all day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they'd leave these doors, these roll-up doors, cracked open about 6-8 inches, and they just snooze. You know, nobody would think to look in there. We'd have a dozen or better of those out on the lot at any given moment. So we caught them in there one day, didn't say anything, just very quietly we slid the door down on them and locked the doors down.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, we let them sit in there and cook for a little bit. Didn't kill them or anything, but just kind of made them think about what they were doing. They ended up getting fired. And one more, the most awesome story, we had a guy come into the front of the building. Our building covered a square city block and offices up front. He came in to put in his application. They took it down. They said, okay, well, we'll let you know. Well, he goes into the rear of the building and announces that he's their new guy in the paint shop. So they put him to work. So he's back there sanding trailers and doing things like this. Well, after about 4 days, the owner gets a phone call from a little deli on the back a block behind us saying, do you know that you got a gigantic pile of scrap aluminum between the buildings back there? And they said, no, what's going on? The guy that put in the application, he just walked around to the back of the building and just walked in and announced, I work here. And he was stealing aluminum and stacking it outside.
Oh, my gosh.
So they couldn't really fire him because he didn't really work there. It's kind of like Kramer, you know, you can't fire me because I don't work here.
Well,
they would have fired him had he been employed.
They often say, you know, you're not given authority, right? You have to take authority. It sounds like he was just taking authority. That's an amazing story.
4 days worth.
Unbelievable. Hey, thanks for the
call.
I'll
wait until the topic comes up again. We got 50 more of these, so I'll catch you guys later.
All right, we'll do it. Telephone Tuesday. It's every week.
I love it.
That was an awesome call. I appreciate it. Rick, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I had a couple things. I'm a conservative Republican, And whether you're Republican or Democrat, what I think people really have to understand, it's been said maybe a couple of times, but I've been telling my friends for several weeks when I knew these, you know, the trades were coming, that, you know, what it is, it's nothing happens in this country until you make sales, and a lot of it is retail sales. And that's all Trump's doing. He's a businessman, not a politician. He is going in at retail on these tariffs, knowing that that's going to apply pressure to all these countries around the world, and they're going to come back and beg to cut deals. And when it's all said and done, we're going to have better deals, more money flowing to the United States, more jobs, and more industry. You know, so people just have to understand, you know, you got to break a couple eggs, you know, to make an omelet, you know. So it's going to be fine. Everybody just has to take a deep breath and just wait, and everything's going to work out.
I think there's a good chance of that. And one of the things that I should know better than anyone, ladies and gentlemen, and Fred, you know, look, I've made the mistake several times of underestimating Donald Trump or not knowing exactly where we're going to go. And, you know, usually things do work out for the better. And we covered this topic yesterday, too. It's hard for me to believe that in any way, shape or form that this guy wants to leave a legacy that has wrecked the economy. So they're keenly aware of what's going. He started talking about pain during the campaign. He talked about some sacrifice that was going to need to be made. So it's not like this has all come out of the blue. And then there's the issue of believing the experts on television that are, you know, the sky is falling Chicken Little. So that's where I have an issue as well. Hang in there if you're on the phone. It's Telephone Tuesday. We'll take some more calls in a moment. Telephone Tuesday on the Mark Reardon Show. Scott Jennings coming up after the top of the hour. We also have audio cut of the day in the 5 o'clock hour. We've got a few more calls lined up here. I don't even think I need to give out the phone lines because I don't think we're going to have time for too many more. But Chris, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. This is in regards to the expired license plates. I am currently driving on an expired plate and have been since the end of December of 2023. And the reason being is when I received my personal property tax bill at the end of 2022, my tax on my vehicle, I drive a 2017 GMC pickup truck, the tax on my vehicle went up, and they had two other parcels of personal property tax, which were dropped off of my bill. And my tax escalated from the year prior. It's always decreasing because the property is always depreciating.
Right.
And so the explanation was that if you remember during COVID when we had the supply chain issues, used cars were worth more money because, you know, people couldn't either afford to buy a new car because the material wasn't there to build a new car. So the price of the used car spiked. So that's what they told me. They said my used car is worth more money, so therefore they changed the tax on it and it went up. When in 46 years of driving, every piece of property I've owned, it's always depreciated year to year to year to year. And so at that point I was like, okay, do I really need to call somebody up and talk to them about this, or do I just buck the system and say, I'm not paying the tax, I'm not renewing my plates? And so, therefore, I've been driving for just about a year and 4 months with an expired plate.
By the way, that suspiciously sounds like something that I would do as a form of protest, and I think Sue would probably agree with me.
You would.
Look, I get it. I get what you're trying to do, but you never really got real answers is what you're saying.
Well, I never asked the questions to get any answers, too, but when they had something printed on my bill, you know, you declare your personal property tax every year. I haven't received a declaration of personal property for the last 2 years because I guess they figure this guy's not going to pay it. So I kind of feel like if you guys want it, you're going to have to collect it. You're going to have to figure out how to get it.
Well, what happens though? You have not been pulled over? You haven't been ticketed?
No.
Okay. Well, see, that's the thing. Most people aren't going to get pulled over. I've noticed out where I live, I've noticed a lot of people getting pulled over recently, and I think it's for tags because you can kind of tell if the orange tag, you know automatically that the color is from the previous year. So I do think there's a point where in some parts of the area, like whenever I get pulled over for this, the last time it was in the city, but one time a Kirkwood cop pulled me over for an expired. It's always an expired tag, Sue, but it doesn't go months and months. But that's interesting. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. Let's see if I can get one more in here. Forrest, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, thanks for the call. I listen to you guys every day. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Back to your expired tags. I'm currently on an expired tag as well. And almost the same with the other guy, except I live in Illinois. And we got to go through admissions every other year.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
To get our You know, I have internal engine problems. Nothing's wrong with my emissions, but, you know, the state of Illinois says, well, you can go up and spend like over $1,000 at a shop to declare, to maybe get an exempt tag. But I mean, if there's a fee on it, then why do you even have to do it anyway?
And how old is your vehicle? Just out of curiosity.
I have a 2014 Ford and it has 153,000 miles on it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would still think that would pass the emissions test. But what I would say is, look, for most cars in the last 20 years, it's ridiculous to do an emissions test. It just is. And I think to a certain extent, we've gotten rid of some of those. I think what I had on my postcard that comes from the state in the requirements is I had to have the property tax, proof of insurance, and I needed the emissions test. But I didn't need the safety inspection if it's less than 150,000 miles. I would say you don't need the emission test unless it's 150,000 miles, especially on a vehicle that's made in the last 10 years.
We need an executive order on that.
You know what? And we actually had some today from Will Scharf.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. There's a lot of them on the coal industry.
That might be something. I don't have time to slip that in right now, Fred, but we'll get to it in the next hour. Good Telephone Tuesday. I think that was a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. Do you have your bell? Can I play my bell? There you go. I like your bell better. We'll take a break. We're coming back with Scott Jennings. Not only will he weigh in on tariffs and Elon and Trump, but also on adult size Easter bunnies, where Scott and I have some solidarity. It's all coming up.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.